Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review their favorite books on air. Our first reviewer today is a listener from Marion.
The other day when I looked in the mirror, I paid special attention to my neck. It's true. It's not what it used to be. I'm not sure if I can use the words mottled or saggy just yet, but it's getting there. I can identify with Nora Ephron when she writes about aging in her book, I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. Ephron is a bit older than me, but I'm starting to notice the signs of getting older. I'm not the gal in the mirror that I once was. I obsess about parts of my body that I never worried about before. Ephron describes this perpetual body maintenance and upkeep of the face, the nails, the hair, and in a series of short vignettes, she makes us laugh when she describes not just aging, but the contents of our purses, the need for reading glasses, and even how we approach cooking and exercise. She really nailed it for me with her parenting piece and the phases that parents go through. She talks about grown children coming home. Meanwhile, every so often, your children come to visit. They are amazingly, completely charming people. You can't believe you're lucky enough to know them. They make you laugh. They make you proud. You love them madly. They survived you. You survived them. It crosses your mind that on some level you spent hours and days and months and years without laying a glove on them. But don't dwell. There's no point. It's over, except for the worrying. The worrying is forever. Ephron shares her life as a journalist, her love of New York City, and her failed attempts at marriage. She's frank and humorous. I may not have her big city life or access to as many home delivery restaurants, but the similarities that beset women of a certain age are there for me. I'll keep reading and enjoying her other books this summer, and you can bet that if I ever meet this author in person, we'll both be wearing turtlenecks to cover up those necks. I'm Mary Eckerly for BookSpeak.
Next, a listener from Muncie.
In my early 20s, my mother gave me the Ball Blue Book of canning. I borrowed my mother's slicer-dicer thing and canned an entire batch of bread and butter pickles. Feeling braver, I borrowed the metal sieve thing and the wooden masher thing to make tomato juice. With tomato juice dripping from the ceiling and sweat dripping off my nose, it wasn't pretty. Once one starts, you can at a marathon pace until the entire batch is finished. I'll admit that both the pickles and tomato juice were delicious, but that night ended my canning career. Currently, I'm reading a book that may cause me to reconsider canning. Barbara Kingsolver's Animal Vegetable Miracle is the story of her family's decision to eat locally produced food for 1 year. The manner in which Kingsolver writes this nonfiction narrative causes me to want to settle in with her wonderful words wrapped around me. Addressing the topic of setting out plants in spring, she writes, "Then began the lover's game we play with that irresistible rascal partner, March weather. He lulls us to trust one day with smiles and sunshine and daytime highs in the 60s, only to smack us down that very night with a hard freeze. This is what's cruel about springtime. No matter how it treats you, you can't stop loving it." Daughter Camille chimes in her voice, which may rival her mother's one day, with essays from the 19-year-old perspective, including meal plans and recipes. Husband Stephen Hopp provides scientific viewpoint. Hopp gives novices information such as how to find a farmer and how easy it is to buy local food, and stating, if you care about the farmer, let the potato stay at home. Because of reading this book, I'm inspired to buy local. I'm not finished with this book yet, but I cannot put it down. When I do finish, I'll start looking for another, my old Ball Blue book. I'm Cheryl Bennett for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County and the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Marcus Jackman.